I just went back to the basics. You know, I knew what got me to this point, and that was hard work and dedication. And I never had to prove anything to anyone. You know, in my first 7 years, I just went out and let the game take care of itself. And last year, I tried to prove something to everybody. You know, and I played with a lot of hate, and that's not the way I play the game of basketball. I play it with a lot of love, with a lot of passion. And that's what I got back to this year. It's about damn time. It's about damn time.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for joining us for another episode of the Brothers Layman Sports Happy Hour. Glad you guys could tune in. We are your co-hosts, Chris.
And Jonathan.
Good to have you all in for another great hour of sports talk where we just tell you how we feel, give it to you how it is, and throw a little music in between.
Hope you guys are having a great evening tonight. It's been a beautiful few days out here in L.A. Loving the weather.
Oh, yeah. Can't beat it. This is summertime LA. Y'all need to come out, check it out, see what it's all about.
Summertime.
You can find us on iTunes and Stitcher Radio. Just look under Black Is Podcast. We ask you to please leave us a rating and comments. Let us know how we're doing. You can also go to our hub, the www.blackisonline.com. There's a lot of great content on there, great information. There are also other podcasts you can check out, such as The Black Is Break, featuring my lovely wife, Casey Layman. A lot of good stuff on there. If you guys want to reach us, you can email us at thebrotherslayman@gmail.com. You can follow us on Twitter at Brothers Layman. You can call the happy hour at 323-455-4219. And our last name is spelled L-E-H-M-A-N. Yes, we know it is like the Lehman Brothers, the defunct financial company. We wish we had their money. We are not related to them.
Not by any means.
Nope. But we wish we had some of that money that they lost.
That would be nice.
Right. Well, let's get into it. The last time we talked to everybody, we were going into Game 3 of the NBA Finals. Now, the finals have officially been over, and unfortunately, the team we picked did not win. Miami Heat. That's all right. Miami Heat came out and did it. LeBron got it. Finally, after 9 years and a shitload of criticism and even more hate. He got a lot of hate.
Yeah, he did.
Finally climbed the mountain. But, you know, I have to give it up. I'm happy for him. You know, Oklahoma, OKC fought hard. Had a big burst in game four from Westbrook. But in game five, they just put the hammer down and said, we are not going back to Oklahoma City. We are partying in Miami. Let's go. And they did it. Even Juwan Howard got some run during the game. That let you that ought to just tell you what the score was.
18-year vet.
That's for sure. So, yeah, we'll go into – let's talk about the newly crowned champs. And let's start with the guy everybody loves to hate. He can officially be called now. King James, LeBron James.
LBJ. I mean, Got to give the man some love. He did his thing throughout the freaking series. I cannot hate on him. I was asking LeBron, you know, show me the potential that everybody was talking about when they was crowning you when you was in high school. And after 9 years of hoping and wishing and wanting, LeBron gave it to me. The man beasted throughout the freaking playoffs and was unbelievable. He did solidify himself. I know I said last time I went on record. I know I'm jumping around, but he did solidify himself, in my opinion, as the best player in the league. No questions asked.
Oh,
the way he played throughout the series was incredible. Me, personally, I have never, with my own two eyes, seen somebody play like that. That was unbelievable basketball. He played the game the way it's supposed to be played. He played with passion. He played with fire. And he played with will. And for all that, you know, I got to give props to LeBron. Congratulations, you and the team. Congratulations on your Finals MVP award. My opinion, and you guys know I've been saying this since day one, my MVP for the Finals has to go to the role players. I think they did an awesome job. They stepped up throughout the series, playing tough defense, played with a lot of energy, and I think they were the key to the win. But LeBron carried that team on his back. The man scored over 30 points pretty much every game. He was rebounding like crazy. And then top it off, he ended the final game with a triple-double. I mean, what more can you ask for from your number one guy? He played lockdown defense. He played the power forward position. The man is a beast. That's all I can say.
Yeah, he came with it. I mean, I think he was averaging like 18 last year. Never showed up. Seemed like the fourth quarter came, and he just didn't want it. Like, he didn't want it enough. And I know that offseason drove him clearly because, I mean, he came out, had a awesome MVP year, probably arguably could be his best, at least regular season, and then just stepped it up a notch even further. I mean, what? And in the finals, averaging 28 points, 10 boards, 7 assists, and he shot 82% from the free throw line.
That was the surprise.
Shot 47%. I mean, he was hitting jumpers, everything. Everybody criticized him on settling for jumpers. He was driving a lot. And like you said, he carried his team on his back. Basically, like, we're not losing. We're going out here and doing this. So, first question, are the critics going to stop? Do we think that the ridicule and the hate that LeBron has been getting since he came into the league, and, you know, we've said our own spiel as well, are they going to stop, or is that train just going to keep on going?
Well, it's going to stop for me. I'm going to stop. I'm done. LeBron won. I'm done. You know, it's done for me. As far as the other critics and the media out there, I don't think so. I mean, LeBron's still going to get criticized. He's always going to be compared to Jordan. And until he gets or surpasses Jordan, then he's going to be criticized. I mean, plus, you know, people are going to hate on him because of the whole decision, the parade, the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever. People are going to hate. You know, people are pissed off about that. They did not like the way he did it. I'm one of them. The way he came out with the whole decision and that fiasco and then having that party and then saying, oh, one, not two, not three, whatever. I didn't like that personally. I thought that was inappropriate. I thought that was, you know, a little unprofessional. But he went ahead and won. I think the decision to go to Miami was a good decision. I mean, you see the rewards. They reap the rewards of putting everything together.
Clearly.
So, you know, I mean, him going to Miami, awesome decision. Just the whole fiasco itself I didn't like, but that's in the past, so I'm done with all of that. And just move on. LeBron is an awesome player. I mean, like I said, he is the best player in the league, bar none. He's proven it. He proved it in the playoffs. He averaged 30 points in the whole freaking playoffs and almost 10 boards in the whole freaking playoffs and almost 6 assists throughout the whole playoffs. The man was beasting. I mean, there's nothing else I can say.
I think he silenced his critics for the moment. I think the critics who were saying that he was never going to win a ring and he never had what it took to to climb that mountain, he proved everybody wrong with that. So I would like at least everybody who's been down on him and who will continue to not pull for him or hate him or whatever, I think you guys got a few months to shut up. He's basically told y'all to be quiet. You know, now if you want to criticize him coming into next season, fine. But at least he has earned himself a break for the summer. I mean, what else are you gonna say? Well, he can't do this. He can't. He did all that.
He did everything.
You know, you feel like he didn't do it fast enough. Well, you know, I mean, shoot, everybody can't beat Tim Duncan, Magic Johnson winning in like their first 2 years of their career. That doesn't really happen.
And most of the time, it takes time anyway.
Right. He went through the growing pains. He had to learn. He had to get better. And you know, he's done it. I am happy for him. I will admit I'm not his biggest fan, but I am happy for the dude. As a basketball fan, I loved it. He stepped up and put it down. So here you go, LeBron. You can officially now be called King James.
Not going that far yet, though.
Right.
I'm sorry. You're LeBron right now still. You were Bron, now you're LeBron. No, you're earning your way up the ranks, but as far as crowning you the king, I can't do it yet. Can't do it yet.
Right. Now, what about his wingman, the number one, 1A, Dwayne Wade came through. I mean, he had a good series. What, 22 points, 6 boards, 5 assists. And he was carrying his own weight as well.
And yeah, D-Wade did a good job. He pulled his weight throughout the series, you know, even though he was looking a little sloppy earlier on in the playoffs. He came through in the series. You know, I got to give props to D-Wade, even though, you know, it seems like the momentum has shifted to LeBron taking over the team. It looks like it's LeBron's team now. You know, like you said, D-Wade is kind of now the Robin to his Batman, which, you know, there's nothing wrong with that. I mean, you have two top five players on one team. You know, somebody's going to overtake, you know, the leader role. And throughout the series, throughout the playoffs, it proved to be LeBron James. And,
right.
You know, D-Wade, you're 1B. There's nothing wrong with that, you know. But LeBron is clearly taking over Miami. And, you know, don't – D-Wade, that takes nothing away from you. I give all props and all love to D-Wade because the man won a ring when nobody else was there. So, to me, yes, this was an excellent championship for D-Wade, and I heard his victory speech. And in all honesty, I do not believe that this victory was sweeter than the one he won when he was on his own.
You don't think so?
I don't think so. I know he said this one was sweeter, but in my personal opinion, to me, that first one, especially with the team he had around him, and he just willed that team to victory, that is a sweet victory. You know, yes, he won it with LeBron and Chris Bosh, but like you said, he was Robin. When he won that first time, he was Superman. He was the man. There was no doubt about it. And some of the plays he made were unreal. You know, and people were starting – when he won, people were saying D-Wade was arguably the best player in the league.
Yeah, best player in that
so
draft.
I'm like, to me, that had to be the sweetest one. Because he, as hurt as he gets, he pulled himself together – and he pulled that team through, and they won. So I think that one was sweeter. But like I said, much love to D-Wade. I think he did a great job. And I think he'll make a great compliment to LeBron James for the future.
I think so. You know what? I can understand where he's saying. I mean, he won his title his third year, going his third year in the league. I think it was still kind of fresh. You know, they were kind of taking off. You know, and let's be honest, outside of Detroit, the East wasn't that much of a, you know, a beast to get through. But after they won, I guess they went from the top, fell all the way down. You know, he was deciding whether he was going to leave or not. I mean, they missed out on Derrick Rose on that draft. You know, he basically got rid of everybody, gutted the whole team. and put his hopes on. Hopefully we can re-sign you and get two other stars. And it happened. You know, and then that year, they went through all that hate. They were the villains, and, you know, they still are the villains. And I think for him to put all that work in and getting criticized, and, you know, and even for him, I think 3 years ago, I ain't came out with his relationship, but I guess 3 years ago, he wasn't dealing with that drama like he is now with his ex-wife and, you know, his, you know, we want to see his kids for Father's Day, and the wife, his ex is tripping, and he got to hire a plane out there. I mean, just on that, being a father, that's some hard shit.
Yeah.
Going into a game and, like, I don't even know if my kids is going to be here. So I give him that. And I did hear when he was talking after they won and saying how he learned from Shaq that when Shaq got there, you know, when it came time, he was like, dude, we need you to step up and be the man. I know I'm the veteran, but we need you to fucking carry this team.
Exactly.
And he, in a sense, he did. That was hard. I'll give it to him. That's not an easy thing to do, to be like, you know what? In order for this team to win and go where it needs to go, we need LeBron James to be the alpha dog.
LeBron James he can be.
We need you to, you know, I'm not getting in your way. You take the reins. I got your back. We're going to do this together, but we need you to be at your best. And that takes for me to kind of step out the way and let you lead the show, then go ahead. And he, you know, he did it, which I know a lot of people can't do that. I mean, I can't imagine the Black Mamba doing that. I can't. I cannot imagine Kobe Bryant doing that shit. I can't.
Nope, he's the alpha male, and he will be the alpha male.
So
that's just his personality.
Right, so now Dwayne Wade, he moved off, and now he got two rings. So he's sitting pretty, feeling good. And, of course, the man who basically that trade, that leaving free agency, worked out with Chris Bosh.
Much love to Chris Bosh. Haters, leave him alone.
He do be doing some kind of funny looking stuff. I ain't gonna lie when I hear all that. He definitely got some kind of yay tendencies, but other than that, but I digress. You know,
Miami wasn't the one without him.
Nah, I mean, clearly when he got hurt, it was like, oh, Miami's vulnerable. And we can be honest, they were not going to be able to go that small playing Turi off, especially not against Oklahoma City, playing Turi off and Haslam at the five all that time.
Oh, no.
I mean, he did what he was supposed to do.
He
was 14, nine boards, 82% from the free throw line. Yeah, he was hitting threes too.
Beast.
Just spreading the floor.
Should have went to Chicago, brother. Could have had one.
Yeah, but technically, he should have been there. Probably should have got drafted by Detroit and not them not picking Darko up, but, you know, that was way away.
Oof, that was a bad draft.
But, I mean, he should be happy. I mean, he's a stand-up guy. I'll give him that.
Yeah, I like
him. He's grown a lot. I mean, we can all remember last year when they lost and he was crying and looking pathetic, and we're like, oh, what's up with this dude? Is he going to be the, you know, he just there. He ain't really part of it.
Got
you know, when he got hurt, he got some redemption because we were like, everybody was like, wow, I guess they really do need Chris Bosh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Man, $16 million. Yeah, you need him.
Yeah, you need him. Like I said, role players. I guess he's what, two?
Yeah, well, I guess
LeBron
he's
1A and 1B.
And he's three. I mean, that's fucked up. Yeah, he is three. There's no, ain't no two. One, 1A, and three. You know, but I will say, with the times he got out and LeBron and him was running the pick and roll, I mean, they was dangerous. I mean, he can run the pick and roll. They played a pick and roll game. Nice. He can hit that jumper. And he, you know, he played his defense. I give him that. He did what he did his part to get the win. So, you know, good for him.
But I got to give shout outs to these role players. Like I said, role players are the ones who carry teams to victory. Without them, nobody wins. Lakers don't win without Michael Cooper. Nope, Bulls are not winning it. Without Dennis Rodman, Luke Longley, Tony Kukoc. The list goes on. Bill Laimbeer, all these guys, Rick Mahorn, all these guys.
Yeah, you know, I mean, if you got everybody wants
Sean
to win.
Sean Elliott's.
Right, let's get this straight. Everybody wants to, yes, you need your horses to get to that point. If you don't have superstars, you don't have star players, you probably ain't getting to the finals.
Nope.
So we can stop all that. Everybody like, oh, well, what's up with role play? It's all about, yes, the stars get you to the dance.
But
the
role
players
are the
get
ones
you the
who
jewelry.
Take you over the hump.
Right, you can't do it all yourself.
Folks, let's be clear. Miami would not have won without Shane Battier. Without him playing that tough-nosed D, hitting those threes. I mean, you look at Mario Chalmers. Personally, I think Mario Chalmers earned himself the right to start next year point guard. Personally. That's just my personal opinion.
Yeah, he's going to have a battle, though. Norris Cole
was a little
nice.
Inconsistent. Yeah, Norris Cole is looking like a nice piece. You know, Mike Miller came out of the blue in the last game and was hitting threes. Set a record for threes in the finals.
Dude,
I mean, why are you kidding me?
Mike Miller reminded me of Mike, when I saw that game, I was like, this is motherfucking Ron Artest from 2010 that didn't do nothing all season. And then the last game, so all of a sudden, it's like, where was this dude at all year? Mike Miller was like, oh, I'm feeling it tonight. If
yep.
I'm going to retire, I'm retiring in style. I'm like, where
and
is
best
this?
Best believe Mike Miller got some good loving that night, folks.
Came home with that ring. Like, we making another baby girl. Let's go. After you, like, put the babies with your parents, we going out and partying in Miami. What's up?
But my one thing with Miami now is, since you talked all that crap about the one and not two and all that, you gotta get Mo.
Oh yeah,
we can't stop at one.
No, he seems to be the kind of guy that, you know, I think LeBron will let it sink in, but I don't, you know, he's gonna come back wanting more. Now that he's gotten the taste, he's gonna want it more. And of course that's how we define somebody of if we're going to put them that high up in terms of greatness, it ain't just about one. You know, you got one. You got that taste. You got over the hump. You got one. Now, do you want you come back for another one? And they'll probably be favored to win again. And, you know, okay, rightfully so. You know, I don't like what I've been hearing about basically, is he going to come back hungry? Is he going to be like Dirk Nowitzki and come out of shape? I think, you know,
yeah,
I like that. Everybody getting on Dirk. I mean, damn, he went right into he just won. Went into the offseason, and, you know, the team was like, we ain't bringing this team back. Yeah, Tyson Chandler's not coming back. Barea's not coming back.
I mean, a lot
back.
Of guys came in out of shape. It was a freaking lockout.
Right. I mean, yes, LeBron came back and went to work in the offseason. Clearly, we seen he added a little post-up game, you know.
And, folks, also keep in mind, Dirk Nowitzki has been in the game for, what, 14 years? He's been playing a long time. The dude
right.
is old. He ain't young. He's old. He's
right.
been playing a long time.
Yeah,
he came
he
in with Vince Carter. I mean, what?
I don't know what they want. I don't know what they want.
I don't either. I mean, you gotta be sensitive, I think, a little bit to the older players. I mean, you got to give the vets some respect. Plus,
yeah.
he won a title, folks, and he put that team on his back and won one. So you got to cut Dirk some slack, too, just like y'all got to cut LeBron some slack.
Right. Now, Coach Spoelstra took a gang of heat. They were, as
yeah.
soon as the big three came together, they were like, get this motherfucker out of here. He can't coach. Pat Riley, come on down.
When is Riles coming?
Yep. He proved
gotta give him some respect.
Yeah. He kept them together. If you feel like he's not, I don't think he's the best X and O coach, but he kept his team together. Through all that crap, they were all getting heat. All of them was getting heat. He was getting heat. You know, his job was in jeopardy. You know, are they going to break up the big three if they don't lose? If they lose, oh, you're down to Indiana, you're down to Boston. What the hell is happening? Get the composure of the team. Yes, he knew the pulse of his team. You know, he got him there. So he has, guess, earned himself a reprieve, and he's good.
No, he pushed what buttons needed to be pushed.
I think he bought himself at least 2 more years.
Yeah, I can say that.
Yeah, I mean, if he goes in next year and they don't, you know, unless they just fall off the face of the map, I think he'll be all right. But clearly, Pat Riley ain't coming back down, so.
You'll be getting plenty of love down there in Miami, sir.
He will. But I think Miami's, they look pretty good, and they'll be poised to come back next year and do some damage. So,
oh, yeah.
Once again, shout out to the 2012 NBA champions, Miami Heat. Yeah, I don't like saying it, but I'm saying it.
Yeah, unfortunately. But next year is a new year. We're going to see what moves people make and what moves Miami makes, because like everybody's been talking about, I guess pretty much since it ended, you know, who are they going to add? They don't have much money, you know, so we'll see what happens in free agency.
Yeah, we will. Well, we're going to take a quick break, y'all. We'll be back. We're going to come back and talk about the team that didn't win the NBA Finals, the Oklahoma City Thunder, and what's going to happen with them. Thanks for listening with us. This is the Brothers and Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
Close to yelling pop pop like Magneto. Me and Malibu's incompatible. I'm where rabbits fool meet 7th Avenue. Part mechanical, heart's intangible. Another part dark skinned animal. According to the clutch, shopping carts and purses in the park. Immersed in the circus and surface of the art circuit spark. Then the worthless words start to burst to the surface in the vertical march. Thus begins an irreversible arc, resisting the urge to rip a person apart. Pitching the sensation's intense, the switch gets turned and it burns like incense. But upward the serpent inches. Yo, I wake up when I wanna. Active antagonist matches the cabinets, hollering stop the madness. I'm a polar bear, yeah. Call him cattle killer, even eating vegan. Solar flare, terrorist and hoping to heat your evening. A beacon to the region for seasons in the abyss. Slip over drum breaks, my daily shakes the standard off. I handle only matters, human animal. Keep the noose loose, never tangled with intangible. Dreaming the impossible, live a dream, leave a pretty fossil. Watch only worth it, clock how they cop for they worth it. Sad, really mad, release made off your hurting. Bust so I don't burst, head hurts, head fries. Treat the whole world like it's Fred Durst, laugh it off. Pass the blast, I hate people, applesauce, no spoon, remember that. Harder hats, fast till I'm lost. All that glitter's probably fitter in a Krylon. Tell them how they squeeze even to death like a python. Yeah, feel a little roadside harm. Stop culture, Armatron taking on town. Growing up, growing on down. Throwing up hands instead of throwing up now, right? Been a renegade full of rage. It's the days, run a real way. Fresh from your throwaways. It's just me.
Welcome, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Brothers and Lehman Sports Happy Hour. All right. Miami won, so let's talk about the loser.
So somebody had to lose.
Yeah. Oklahoma City. Hey, man, they came in with nice expectations.
Very huge
expectations. After game one, you know, like, all right, well, let's see what they'll do. Maybe they'll come in and do something, but nope. After game one.
Miami did to them what they did to the Spurs.
Yeah, they did.
1-1, swept the rest.
Yeah, that didn't really happen in the finals where team sweeps all three games in the middle, but
yeah.
They did it. But, man, shouts out to Oklahoma City. I mean, they've been working their way up. I mean, the last 3 years since they've been in the playoffs, they've lost to the eventual champions. So you can at least say, hey, we at least we lost to the champs.
And I mean, they've been getting progressively better.
Yeah,
see where they've go. You know, they went from being bottom of the barrel team, building up to the draft. They finally cracked the playoffs. You know, they make it to the second round. They make it to the conference finals, and then now they're finally at the finals. So I mean, you see the progress, and I mean, they're only going to get better. They're very young. You know, they've done a fantastic job of building through the draft, adding specific veterans through free agency and trades. Much love to Oklahoma City's organization. First-class organization, and they're doing it the right way.
Oh, yeah. The
way it's supposed to be done.
Sam Presti, Scott Brooks. I love that speech Scott Brooks gave to him toward the end of the game. I don't know if you heard it.
I did not, unfortunately.
Okay, you have to go YouTube it. He basically gave him a speech letting them know that don't keep their heads down, that they've done great, they played well. You know, there's nothing they should be ashamed of. You know, give some love to Miami. They won fair and square. Basically saying that, you know, none of that. Well, the refs was blowing the whistles. Look, yes, the refs was helping them out some.
Just a little bit, folks. But I'm not going to say that's the reason Miami won the finals.
No,
Miami
was the better team.
Because they won and they executed better than Oklahoma City.
Right. But he did a good job. So I'm hoping Scott Brooks gets picked back up because I know he's he need a nice fat contract.
They remind me of such a very old school team.
They do.
You know, they just seem like they're, that's why I like them so much. They seem just old school. You know, they build through the draft. You add subtle free agents through trades and free agency, and you build with your star players that you draft. They're doing it, man. They're going to be dangerous for a long time. That you want to anybody want to say dynasty? You might be able to claim them as one just because they're so young.
That's what James Harden said. He felt like they're going to be a dynasty. You know, they got to work some things out, you know, with their contract.
They got to win first.
Right. But, you know, we can look at this jump on the top. Kevin Durant. He played well, man. He
second best
showed that. Yes, he put himself on the map. Like, he is a force to be reckoned with. 30 points. I mean, shooting 54% from the field in the finals, 83 from the line.
Shooting threes from Jupiter.
Man, he was knocking
them
down. Making clutch shots in the fourth quarter. You know, and I think he's at the point in his career where now he has hit the mark where, and you know, people like him. I mean, he is a likable dude. He's one of them guys that, he's a great guy to promote the league because he's a good guy, and people have avoided kind of really talking crap about him. However, he has hit the point where he has to step his game up.
Definitely.
I mean, he had a couple games where he had under 5 boards, and because they're going small, he was playing the power forward a lot. But he had games where he was like he was getting 2 rebounds, 3 rebounds, and so he had like really no assists. I mean.
He's going to have to bust
to
LeBron. He might have to hit up Hakeem.
He's going to
have post game.
Yeah, he's going to have to come up with some different moves. But he has to elevate his game. We all remember when LeBron James was just a scorer.
Yep.
And he couldn't shoot a jumper. And he couldn't play defense and all that. And now it is time for Kevin Durant to add to his game. He's going to have to be a better rebounder.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to have to start making his players better.
To me,
he's going to have to bulk
up too. With him and LeBron. LeBron needed to work on that shooting. Durant needs to work on bulking up and going to the hole.
Yeah, he's going to have to use his height and length as an advantage. And I think he will. I mean, he worked hard this offseason. He and LeBron were working out together, which is funny how it's ironic that they met each other in the finals.
Right.
You know, but he has a work ethic where he's going to go back in the gym and do it. I mean, we saw him walk off, went and hug his parents and his mom, and he just let it all out. He was upset. I mean, the dude is 23, and he's nice already.
Yeah, you guys got to keep in mind, he came in as a baby. He was only 19.
You know, his organization and his coach are keeping him aware and keeping all of them aware that, yes, they've progressed every year, so it feels like, well, clearly they've here and lost, so next year they're going to win it. And I like that they're like, no, ain't no guarantee. Just because we've made it up doesn't mean we coming back. We just going to come back and that's it.
Exactly.
I think all of them going to come back hungry. I think Westbrook proved himself.
Another player who put himself on the map. Look out for Russell Westbrook next year.
Yeah, he had a bomb series.
The man was unbelievable. He didn't want to lose.
No, he had that game four where he went completely dumb.
And was pretty much put the team on his back.
Yeah, in the game where it seemed like Kevin Durant wasn't really doing much. Westbrook came and proved that, you know what, I'm not a traditional point guard, but so the fuck what?
Exactly.
Can this traditional point guard do this? Go off for 43 points. What?
Oh,
I mean, he put on a show. It was like, y'all ain't stopping me. I'm killing
him. He did. Now, the one thing with Westbrook, though, there are some times where it seems like he loses his concentration a little bit because he's so explosive, and he could get to the rim so fast. It's almost like those guys back in high school, you could just be like an open layup and just scream at him, up, and they miss.
Yep.
He would be right there and brick. I mean, you got to bash that, brother. I'm sorry. You got boosties. Use them.
Yeah, he's not your traditional point, but, I mean, he's learning. Every year he has gotten better. I know he gets, you know, he had a real boo-boo game five with 420. You know, so, of course, it's like, how come you ain't giving it to Durant enough? But, you know, everybody was off, and they needed him to score, and he was trying. He gives effort. If the shots don't go, they don't go. But it's not for a lack of effort. It's not for a lack of trying. Dude, kid plays with passion. You can see it on him.
I love it. That's why I said they remind me of an old school team, man. I love it.
One
player that I got to say what the F to, James Harden. Where were you, dog? Where were you at, man? Shave that beard off, dude. Shave that beard off.
Yeah, it's
what's
time.
Going on? It's time, man. It is the time.
When they lost last year, all the blame was at Westbrook. All of it. He couldn't do no right. He can't do this. He can't do that. He need to just give up the rock. But James Harden disappeared in this series.
And that's an understatement.
Yeah, two games where he was 2 for 10. Like, oof, only 12 points. 37% shooting.
That's not big game, James.
No, it's not. As an other scorer, he needed to do more than he didn't. And, you know, granted, I think he'll, just like the rest of them, will get better. You know, we saw them all, like, three huddled up at the end, and they were talking. So, I know this organization is going to come back ready.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Do it. You know, and other people who faded, Serge Ibaka was not blocking shit. He was just like, just go to the hole. He and Perkins, there was no interior defense. Zeppelosha proved himself to be an outstanding defender, which we all knew he was. But he did his part having to guard LeBron James and Dwayne Wade. I mean, come on, damn, you got to guard both of them dudes?
I gave him props. Yeah, the front line on their end was where I thought they'd have the biggest advantage. Turned out to be one of their worst because Ole is all I can say. Ole. I mean, they were just allowing them to go to the hole constantly, layup after layup after layup, and it just got to the point, like, almost like, hit one of these dudes.
Yeah, you
make
you,
a statement. Like, come on. You ain't going to let
them. You wonder, having Kendrick Perkins from, you know, you saw what the Celtics was doing to him. You figured he'd have that thing like, are you coming to the rack? No, get on your ass.
Yeah, that's
you
ain't coming fire. Like, nah, man, sit down.
But they kind of just worked
They
him
got punked. They got punked.
Yep.
Nick Collison faded. I don't know where he went.
Yeah, he was a role player, but he didn't really do much either. Fisher had his moments. No Daquan Cook. So, you know, they needed them shooting as well. Yeah, so basically Miami's role player stepped up when they needed to, and Oklahoma City's did not.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate, but that's the way it goes. If your role players don't step up, you can't win.
But they, you know, they got a bright future. You know, they have a couple years before they figure out what they're going to have to do between if they're going to make – well, they have a couple years before they have to decide whether they're going to have to choose between Serge Ibaka or James Harden. But in the next couple years, they'll figure out what they have to do. And, you know, I wish them luck. They're going – these two teams are we'll be favored to come back and meet again. You know, they gave us a great playoff run.
Yes, they did.
The finals was awesome. You know, great for the league. David Stern got his wish, got that pocket money.
Ratings were stupid.
It ended the way I guess it was supposed to. You got the veterans who had been there the year before and had that bad taste in their mouth, and they were not going to let the youngins win. But, yeah, I'm excited to see what Oklahoma City's going to do. They're going to be good for a while. But for the rest of the other 29 teams, it is all about the lottery, free agency. This is also fun, too. I know I hate when the champion is crowned. I love it and hate it because that means the season is over. My favorite sports season of the year is officially gone. But
yeah,
we got the draft, NBA draft coming up on Thursday. And it's basically the Davis and everybody, Anthony Davis and everybody else.
Pretty much. I mean, he's the clear-cut number one. There's no doubt.
Yeah, there's some other guys there. Now, I'll tell you what's funny about the draft. When leading up to the draft, when all of this was happening, even the last year, oh, this draft is going to be one of the best drafts ever. We got all these players coming out. Harrison Barnes and blah, blah, blah. This is going to be a stud draft. And now that we're a few days away, everybody's like, there's some players, but I was like, oh, well, what happened?
I think what happened was there was so much intensity with the playoff run and the championship. People kind of lost sight of the draft and, you know, who was really coming out. I mean, because when you think about it, the season was pushed a little bit further this year than it normally is. So normally when the season ends, you have a little bit of time to, you know, and they show all these draft specials and things like that. You really didn't see that much this year. You know, there might be one. You know, I'm sure there'll be one, you know, tomorrow or a day or two before the draft. But normally by now, you would see at least, you know, one or two draft specials in regards to the NBA. But you don't really see that right now.
No, I think
so. People really don't know.
Yeah, I think looking at the players, I mean, let's just start with the consensus number one.
Anthony Davis.
He's going to be, how good do you think this guy is going to be?
I think he's going to be awesome. I think he already has the defensive side down. He has it down. I mean, I watched this kid when he was playing through March Madness. He was unbelievable. He's a beast. For his size and athleticism, it's unreal,
okay.
Almost.
Let me ask. Okay, here's the question. Do you think, but I'm not sure about it, do you think this guy, when it's time for him to re-up his contract in 4 or 5 years, do you think for North he will be the number one guy, or do you think he will be?
I think he'll be a solid player.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna be this, you know, Shaquille O'Neal or anything
Dwight
like
Howard
that.
Or anything like that.
Yeah, I don't think he's just gonna be an unbelievable addition. I think he's gonna be better than Greg Oden. I think he'll be healthier than Greg Oden was. You know, unfortunately, that was unfortunate for Greg Oden. I think he's gonna be healthier than he is, but. Offensively, he's not that great. So in some ways, he does compare to Greg Oden a little bit. But I think he has room to grow. Like I said, the athleticism and for his size is unbelievable.
Oh yeah,
he's like a guard. He's like a guard in a center's body.
Yeah, he said he was shot up from like 2 years.
Yeah, he shot up he shot up. So his athleticism and his ball skills are ridiculous. So I think his potential is through the roof.
Yeah, he's got.
He could be there, but I just see him just being a solid player.
Yeah, I think he's going to be now. I don't expect him to be. You know, now we could be wrong because, I didn't think Kevin Love was going to be Kevin Love of last year. We were like, oh, shit, this dude is.
Monster.
This dude is a baller. Like, I thought he was going to be solid. This dude is a damn franchise.
He ain't athletic.
Yeah,
he ain't
all right.
It. It's like, okay.
Yeah, I just grab 15 rebounds a game and shoot the three.
Exactly.
Like, oh, fuck. All right.
And Wesley Johnson, who came out in the draft, he going to be the ish. He's on Minnesota doing nothing.
Nope. So, of course, New Orleans has the easiest pick to make.
Yep.
And then after that, it's a little shaky. You know, I've heard Charlotte trying to trade down. I've read that they were looking at swapping with Cleveland. As a guy,
Houston's trying to get two lottery picks so they can get Dwight Howard.
Right. Everybody's trying to make moves.
In which I heard Dwight Howard will not stay if he goes there, which is like, okay, fine. Here we go. Here we go. Oh, I'm not going there. Hate that.
Yeah, there's some solid dudes. I know from the rest down, you got Bradley Beal, 6'5 guard, shooting guard from Florida, who Washington really likes. Michael Kidd-Gilchrist, you know.
Anthony Davis' teammate.
Yeah. I mean, he had a lot of high, praise coming in.
Got
you
Thomas
know, I
Robinson
keep hearing.
From Kansas.
Yeah, Thomas Robinson might be the number two dude. I heard he's, Harrison Barnes is still there. A little bit. Yeah,
got
Charlotte, don't be picking this fool just to sell some tickets.
Yeah.
I heard that stupid. Well, he may pick Harrison Barnes because he was in North Carolina. Like, who the hell cares? You remember the last time Charlotte picked some dudes out of North Carolina? What happened? Nothing. They sucked.
Yeah.
Sean May in and out the league in like 2 years, and you didn't think Raymond Felton was the answer. So, no, you pick. Come on, Jordan. Pick the best
player
available,
please.
Don't go for it. If the dude can ball, he's selling tickets. Talent will
there
sell tickets, not where he went to school. But yeah, he got it. And I know it seemed like the big question mark of the top talent is Andre Drummond, who sounds like he's either going to be a beast or he is going to be a role player underachiever.
And some comments made by one of his teammates today, saying that he can reach his potential if he wants to work, which is not a huge confidence booster coming from a teammate.
No, that's been the question, because it sounds like he should be the number two pick. The way they're making it sound, this dude sounds like his potential is through the roof. You know, maybe he, because it sounds like he has that DeMarcus Cousins. Is
Doesn't
he really going to
work?
You know, and it depends on where he's drafted.
DeMarcus Cousins proved he's beasting now. I don't know what happened, but ever since Keith Smart became the coach, he's been playing.
Yeah, I think a lot of it is you have to land at the right situation. And a lot of these guys, it is where you go. I mean, if you go to a team that really doesn't fit your skill set, maybe you're not a score like that, and they're asking you to score a lot. That puts a lot of pressure on a guy. But I'm excited, man. I like seeing what's going to happen. I think it's some real good pieces out there. Feel bad for Sellinger saying he's hurting. He's falling.
You know what? Anybody who picks him, in my opinion, you're getting a stud and you're getting a steal. I'm sorry. I hope he drops to the Bulls. Grab him. Steal.
Yeah, I mean, a late first-round pick, you taking him, for real.
I mean, everybody has, medical red flags, this and blah, blah, blah. And anybody in any sport can get hurt at any time. It's like, yes, one person might have one more history, a little longer history than the other, but, you don't know.
Yeah,
look at DeRon Blair. Look at Darrell Arthur. Look at guys who, have medical red flags coming out, but they're fine.
You know, I'm looking at the draft order now. He's not going to get past. I think if he's there at Dallas at 17, they taking him. Somebody, he's not falling to 20. I wouldn't think so.
I think he should
never
be a lottery pick, but that's just my opinion.
Right, but I understand the red flag, and as a GM, you don't want to be the dude who's like, we can't take him. I mean, because he should be like a top 10 pick.
Yeah, based on this production.
Yep. But
he's going to be a monster.
He may fall down, but we'll see. So, yeah, good luck to all them drafts, all the rookies out there. Enjoy yourself. Have fun in the garden.
All that.
Knicks fans will boo whoever they pick. And the other thing I love about free agents, all of that, is trade time. We already had one trade.
It started.
Yeah, we have Rashard Lewis going to New Orleans. Or Okafor,
Rebecca
and Trevor.
Okafor and Trevor Ariza.
Yeah,
my goodness.
What you think? What you think?
You know what? I like it for Washington, personally. I think you get a good defender in Okafor, still relatively a little bit young. I mean, he's, what, 30, maybe? Then you got Trevor Ariza, who's an athletic wing guy to replace Rashard Lewis. I think that'll work out well, you know, with John Wall running the point. You got Nene next to Emeka Okafor. You know, if they can pick a solid two guard, somebody who can really come out and start, like you said, the gentleman Bradley Beal out of Florida, if they can somehow get him, Washington will be beast come next season.
Yeah, I dig it. I mean, I know they wanted to get some character guys in there because they've had a crappy locker room. You know, the last time we saw that was with the Jailbreaks back in the day. So, you know, they brought in some pieces. You know, you brought in some class dudes with Okafor and Ariza who will work hard. You got Nene there. So they're trying to bring some veteran leadership to kind of right the ship and, you know, get things going. I mean, contract-wise, I mean, I know, but, you know, Washington's not going anywhere. Let's be honest.
Well,
in
I mean,
years,
contract-wise, they don't get no worse than Rashard Lewis's.
Unless you Rashard Lewis. You Rashard Lewis, that's an awesome contract.
Fantastic. And he's about to get bought out and get paid.
Yeah, like, I'm bought out here $17 million.
Thank
you. What
you
going to do? Thanks, I'm going to Miami.
For the veteran minimum.
Thank you. That's it, man. Hey, look, I ain't hating Rashard. Hey, they paid you. They gave you. They offered you the contract.
Yeah,
hell yeah.
They offer you the money. You take it. Hey, Gilbert Arenas did the same thing. Ain't mad at you, brother. Ain't mad at you.
No, so no. I think it's, you know, I think I like it. It's all right trade for both of them. You know, they get Washington gets two starters. You know, so they should be better than they were before, and they'll have some young guys to build around. So, you know, they'll have a nice mix. Hopefully John Wall will, you know, step his game up and, you know, they'll slowly work back to trying to get into the playoffs in a couple years.
New Orleans basically,
they
got a clean slate as far as salary cap. You got Chris Kaman coming off the books. They're getting ready to buy out Rashard Lewis soon. They have the number one pick in the draft. They got new owner, you know, Tom Benson, the owner of the Saints. I mean, for a friend, if you're it's basically an expansion team.
You start
from scratch and building your way up. Mm-hmm.
That's what you usually do. And I know they have, you know, we know that big salary cap is going to change in a couple of years and teams is going to get hit harder. So,
well, they're matching whatever Eric Gordon gets. That's number one.
Yeah, they want to keep Eric Gordon. That's part of the reason. You know, we'll see what the owner does. I mean, he ain't paid Drew Brees yet. So I'm like, if you ain't paying Drew Brees
over
like
$1.5 million or $2 million, it's like, dude, this dude
saved your franchise.
Give him the freaking money, man. like Jerry Maguire, show me the money.
And do pay this man.
Give it to him. He earned it.
He did. I don't get it.
But back to basketball. So New Orleans should be better, I think, with Anthony Davis, with Eric Gordon. You have two very solid building blocks you can build with. And they have an additional lottery pick. So they can potentially have three starters already set come season, and technically four with Aferik Aminu.
Yeah, you got Jared Jack still.
You got Jared Jack still. So, I mean, they have some pieces on that team. Monty Williams, I do like him as a coach. And I think if they can make some solid moves in free agency, things can happen, you know. Who knows? They might be an attractive team for certain players.
Yeah, I think New Orleans is still always going to be popular.
I mean, it's still New Orleans, you know.
Yeah, and I even heard that, you know, Chris Paul still has some love for New Orleans. So you never know what's going to happen. You know, then we've had some, you know, GM changes. I know Danny Ferry's over in Atlanta now.
Dang, everybody wants the Spurs, don't they?
Yeah, the Spurs, they know how to run the Spurs. You see what happened with Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
So they're like, all right, let's just get some peace.
What's about time Atlanta got a new GM? Shit.
Yeah.
Chris Paul is all I got to say. Passed on him. Passed on him. You needed a point guard, and you passed on Chris Paul to take Marvin Williams.
Yeah.
That sets you back probably in the last 10 years.
Yeah, hopefully they'll be better than that. Or in Orlando, they got a new GM. They damn fired everybody. They got a new GM, and he was like, get rid of all y'all.
The
Donald Foyle working, no. He's not getting
scouts,
groomed for shit.
All y'all, we want y'all out. Y'all don't know what y'all doing.
None of them know what they're doing.
Oh, he's getting rid of Dwight. Mark it. He's
they
should have
traded him
gone.
To Houston last year.
You gone. I don't care. I don't care if you stay or not. You gone.
Yeah, they gonna,
I don't care where you go, what you do afterwards. I'm trading you.
He's gone. It should be about him and Darren Williams, but it's not. It's about, now we're going to have to go through that crap again. Like, where's he going to go? I don't want to play for Houston. No, why not? You know, you just, so if they, if you want to, why don't you just say, I want to be, I'm going to be a free agent regardless of where the hell I go.
Exactly.
So, you know, and basically the team, Houston's like, all right, we'll get your bird rights and, you know, they got.
And then we'll trade you.
Right. They dealing with enough just with, you know, Kyle Lowry coming out and saying he don't want to play for Coach Kevin McHale anymore. And then that tweet was basically like, see you later.
Yeah.
So, you know, he could be moved at the trade deadline since, they, you know, it was him or Gordon Dragic.
I did read that he and Kevin Martin were told that they are on the trading block, so. Possibly that's why he sent that tweet out, but who knows? Houston, they're rebuilding.
I don't know what it is with Houston.
I don't know either. I don't know. I can't even explain Houston. I can't. They have solid pieces. They just can't go nowhere.
Yeah, it's like for some reason they had championships, but it seemed like they just can't draw people there.
Yeah. And people want to go to Dallas. You know, some guys go to San Antonio.
Yeah, or the Lakers. Yeah. Or Miami.
Somebody want to go to Houston. I don't know.
Yeah, because we heard Ray Allen hinting that Ray Allen may want to go. Yes, Jonathan doesn't like that. Ray Allen.
Miami bandwagon. I'm going to jump ship to Miami because I can't, because they beat my team. This is the type of crap that I get tired of. All these players, it's like, all right, well, have 1 year left in the league. Let me go with the team who just won, and I'll just, you know, ride ship a la Eddie Curry, a la Juwan Howard.
Well, yes.
It annoys me because you're piggybacking to a championship, and it's terrible. It's like, come on, man. Yeah, you won, but you didn't do anything. Oh, well, you have major problems. It's like, well, who cares? Like, unfortunately, I hate to say this, Mark Madsen has many rings, but he didn't do shit half the time. I mean, just Bill, I mean, Mr. Walton ain't do nothing half the time. I mean, you got a ring, but you ain't got a ring. I mean, you didn't earn it. You didn't really do anything. And I know they always say, oh, the cliche, oh, you know, all 15, no. There was the big three, the certain role players, and the rest of y'all didn't do squat.
So what's wrong with Ray Allen? Look, Ray Allen, he's about at the end of his career.
Like I said, if you piggybacking, if Ray Allen was to go there and he's the sixth man off the bench, yes, that's different. You're going there and you're making a difference.
No, he ain't starting. That's clear. Where is he going to start at?
I'm just annoyed with Miami. It's like everybody's going to Miami now. Steve Nash is going there. Who else is going there? Brandon Roy is making a comeback. He going to Miami.
Terry going there.
Terry going to Miami. Once Rashard Lewis bought out, he going to Miami. Chris Kaman taking less money to start at center. It's just like, it's annoying. It's just like, come on. This is why this big three stuff, it irks me a little bit. And that's why I really do like Oklahoma City, and I really felt bad for them. Because they're doing it the way you're supposed to do it. You have your stars, homegrown, okay?
Yeah,
not free agency brought in. And I'm tired of everybody and their mama talking about, well, stop hating on LeBron because he went and he played with Hall of Fame, potential Hall of Famers. You know, Magic did it and Bird did it. It's like, do you people realize Larry Bird, Magic Johnson, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, I can go on and on and on. They were all drafted by their teams, and they stayed there for their whole career. Except for maybe the tail end of their career. The bulk of their career, you remember these people with who? the team they were with for the bulk of their career. Yes, Michael Jordan played a couple years with the Wizards. Nobody remembers that shit. You remember it when he was with the Bulls.
Nobody wants to remember that shit.
Nobody wants to remember that. Yeah, Pippen played with what? Portland and Houston. Nobody cares.
Oh, yeah, but
the only time you cared about was when he was with Chicago.
That was ring chasing too.
Yeah.
When Scottie Pippen and Charles Barkley went to Houston. Of course, I know you know, I didn't like, because I did like Stockton and Malone. I did not like to see Malone go to the Lakers. I hated seeing him in that fucking gold jersey.
It's weak. It's weak.
And it felt like it was karma because you didn't get to play and they got their butts kicked.
Yeah, it doesn't feel right. And that's why, you know, but that's whatever.
Yeah, now Boston's big three is different. Because they were at a point, they're at a point in their career where they were falling out of their prime. They hadn't won. And they made the move. I'm like, Kareem got traded to Lakers. I mean, everybody ain't like that. It's just, it's different now because it seems more, I guess because there's more media out there. You actually got guys or who will fucking tweet or say something stupid like, I want to go here.
And the term big three bugs me. Because now it's just like, well, we have to have three superstars. No, you don't. You don't. You do not have to have three superstars.
Well, shit, the way they made the CBA now, you ain't going to be able to have three superstars. You're going to have
good.
You can get a superstar. Possibly two, but that's it.
Good. And you know what? Good. It should be like it used to be, where you had to draft motherfuckers, and then they became stars. You developed them into stars.
Yeah, but okay.
And then they fall.
But it's hard to keep dudes.
Well,
like,
yeah,
right,
nowadays,
right,
I mean,
like,
because of the money situation nowadays, it's hard to keep anybody.
Yeah,
back
you can't be
day,
you can't front. You can't
back
front.
Back in the day, what? Back in the day, you
did
had
you want to stay? If you were not going to want to stay in Cleveland, if you was LeBron James,
hell no, I wouldn't stay in Cleveland. I don't blame LeBron for leaving, you know. But don't get on this tip like, oh, he's doing what Magic and no, he's not. He went to go play with some stars. Magic was drafted into some Hall of Famers.
Right,
that ain't his fault.
Right, and the difference is with Miami, the thing that makes it different is the fact that them dudes came out in the draft the same year when they were
all
up for contracts.
Yes.
They were like, we all three of us are going to take 3-year deals instead of five so we can all be free agents at the same time. You know, now maybe they planned that shit back then, you know, but that still didn't mean it was going to happen. But it did. They got it. So that's why it looked funny. You know, and you had Carmelo who's insisting on going to the Knicks, and I'm like,
and
could have took less money. He could have took less money.
And this is what you get now.
Mm-hmm.
This is what all of that crap leads to. Well, I don't want to go here. So if you trade me here, I'm not signing the contract. It's like, well, come on.
Right.
Grow
and
the fuck up.
I didn't like when they compared LeBron to Kevin Durant. They're like, well, Kevin Durant re-signed. Like, Kevin, this is his first fucking contract. This is his first contract out of his rookie year. LeBron James did the same damn thing. He re-signed in Cleveland after his rookie deal. But
difference with Cleveland, Oklahoma City. Oklahoma City surrounded Kevin Durant with good players.
Yeah, they drafted a lot better.
Cleveland is shit. They said, LeBron, here you go. Do whatever.
And you know what? The scary part for GMs is when you get a guy, you get a guy, you draft him, by the time his rookie contract's over and he comes out and he's a stud, okay, so he resigns his deal. It feels like at that point, you better win or be close as hell. Because if you don't win and his second contract is up, he's gone. I mean, look at Chris Paul, Darren Williams, look at Dwight Howard. He resigned. Now it's like once you're there for 8 years, you ain't win. If you don't believe in your team, you out.
No real.
And just be like, just saying, I am going to test free agency, and if you trade me, then you trade me.
Yeah.
And they're like, where you want to go? I want to be a free agent. That's where I want to go. I want to go to free agency.
There's no loyalty anymore, though. It's like,
you know but I mean,
players always want to lead their teams, but, you know, I
but you got to have a good
when players sign, it's like 2 months later, you're trading me. Well, what the hell?
Right. And it depends. I think a lot of it depends on where you are in the organization. because some teams, some guys don't leave. But, I mean, you have to do organization.
Some organizations are really, you know.
Either you win, like Kobe Bryant with the Lakers or Tim Duncan, you win. Organization has proven that they'll do what they have to do to surround you with talent, and they all about winning too. You know, or you feel like, you know, Dirk Nowitzki, they've been good. He could have left, but he was loyal and felt like Cuban was going to deliver, and he did. And, you know, we'll see if they
can. You see what happens.
Right. And
in
my opinion, sometimes it
shouldn't matter how long it takes you to get a title. Dude, you got a title. There are first ballot Hall of Famers who some don't have titles. But
right, and that don't mean they suck.
Yeah, that does not mean – Charles Barkley is the prime example. He does not have a ring. Yet Charles Barkley is one of the best players to ever play the game, period.
Karl Malone. Stockton. Elgin Baylor.
Yeah, I'm like, come on. I mean, the list goes on and on. But these players were unbelievable players. So to criticize LeBron – back to this with LeBron, to criticize LeBron for him taking 9 years and, oh, Jordan only took 7 or whatever, who cares? Sam Perkins never got a ring. Sam Perkins, awesome player. Yeah, Sam Perkins, I said it, don't hate on Sam. North Carolina, L.A. Lakers, don't hate on Sam Perkins.
He was an awesome role player.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Chris Webber was a fantastic player. You know, right? I mean,
he was close.
He was very close with the Sacramento Kings. Fucking Robert Ory. But, hey, I mean, there's plenty of players who never get there.
Right. Now, Robert Ory got 7 rings, so I guess he better than LeBron.
There it is. He the best player ever.
Right.
We're going to base it off rings. It's like, well.
Yeah, he behind.
I mean,
he behind all the Celtics.
But LeBron's still only like 27 years old. Keep that in mind, people.
Yeah, he got time.
It's plenty of time. He's in his prime now. Now, as right now, right this minute, when they won the finals, LeBron is in his prime, period.
Yep, this is what you got. You got dudes in your prime. Let's see what happens. Dwight Howard was going to get traded soon, but he's not.
He's getting traded to Miami. Or a first round pick. I mean, this crap is ridiculous.
Right. We're gonna take a break, y'all. We'll be back to wrap things up. You're listening to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour.
Holla.
This shit is jamming though.
In here bloody and muddy, I'm smashing bottles of bubbly. Run for cover, brother, this thing hip about to get ugly. Up and under a submarine, bare as the kitchen cupboard. The California Cajun agent, molded David Duchovny. Making my jacket double please, serve it with the knuckle cheese. Crocodile hunter and somebody Lee dungarees. Barney Rubble, trouble lover, something Hubble never seen. Floating like a butter wing, stinging like a bumble thing. Love it when I hear him scream, eat it like a tangerine. Make you feel uneasy like your feet up on a trampoline. Don't be so deceiving with your penis eating fantasy. My semen is the meanest, undefeated when I plant a seed. Hating on me, wait for my decay. You gon' have to wait a bit longer, I won't ever go away. It's like they say, you go to Vegas and while most of it will stay. You went dirty with some herpes, is it worth the price you pay? You deserve it, little twerp, on the verge of something great. Till some overrated lames in the game got in the way. I'ma have to take it over, James or D-Wade. It's neither the black sheep, would you look at David Spade? Yeah, I'm here to save the day, Kate Crusader, Super 8. If you're squeamish and proceeding, I suggest you look away. Yeah, beat it, best believe it when Arena takes the stage. Need a lighter when I feed him a liter of Tanqueray. Teething a type of pain, 18 is the ripest age. Ain't easy to fight the feeling when dealing with hype and fame. Leading the life of Kane, I'll leave him and swipe his chain. Breathing, nice to meet you, good evening, glad you came.
First of all, don't ever say a fucking thing about the homie. Call a favor and then leave your dyke mother very lonely. You a phony doggy, holy shit. Know the flow is squiz, eyes low, one-handed, I control the whip. No reservations needed to get the table. I walk in, the chef calls me chef, that's my label. Shaver got the salada, infuse the oil basil. Standing like a man, the situations get disabled. A lot of hunters in the jacket pocket. No, I blast the rocket, lift you in the air just like an astronautist. Lack the passion, novice, we play on all Madden. Old low jackets, Navajo patterns. Been a grown man since the day I was born. You strange at the form, you sit at home while I get paid to perform. Now we put them on the ground.
Greyhound, $85. Better choose wise, bitch, you fucking with some scholars. Old Impalas, jumping like Rasheed Wallace. Smoking joints like a barbecue pit. I'm honestly sick, some would say retarded and shit. My mind sharp cause I eat garlic and shit. Swerving a whip quick, little dick.
Welcome back, everybody, to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. When we turn into another sport, we're going to go into drop into the NFL. We had some news the other week that Hall of Famer, future Hall of Famer, LaDainian Tomlinson, announced his retirement, unfortunately.
First valid Hall of Famer.
Oh, I think so.
Give it up to LaDainian. He's one of the best running backs that I personally have ever seen, ever. The stuff he used to do when he was with the Chargers was unbelievable. I'll never forget when the Chargers traded that number one pick, which was Michael Vick.
Yep.
And they traded it to number five. And everybody said, who the fuck? And LaDainian Tomlinson, he was awesome at TCU. But, you know, people wanted Vick. But you got the running back, you know, and the other pick turned out to be Drew Brees. And the rest is history. LT just took off. Good luck to LT for the rest of his future. I hope wish nothing but good things for him. Just to go over a few of his stats for his career, the man had over 3,100 rushing attempts, rushed for 13,684 yards, averaging 4 yards a carry, which, let it be known, that is very hard to do for your whole career. That is not an easy task. The man has 145 rushing touchdowns. 145 rushing touchdowns.
Yeah, second most in history.
Unreal.
And 162 total touchdowns.
And in my opinion, I mean, you look at his fumbling. The man only fumbled 21 times throughout his whole entire career. That's actually not that bad.
Yeah.
That really is not that bad. Then you look at his receiving numbers. He has 624 receptions for almost 5,000 yards and 17 touchdowns. Not to mention he had 1 year where he caught 100 passes.
That's crazy.
100 passes. This is wide receiver numbers. I mean, are you kidding me? Not to mention he's thrown for 7 touchdowns. Let's just keep that in mind, too. Beast.
God, I was so hoping he was going to win. He got so close with the Chargers.
Yeah, he did. I really like LaDainian. I wish he had won one.
Thanks, A.J. Smith. You should have kept Schottenheimer for one more damn year. Oh, well. You'll be out of there soon.
Yes, you will. Especially now with Peyton Manning in the division. Let's go.
Yeah, man. He almost was looking at joining the Broncos, too.
For those of you who don't know, I am a freaking huge Broncos fan. And had LaDainian come to Broncos Village, oh, my gosh. Can you say championship? I think I can
say
championship.
And this is what we was just talking about, that he was going to go there only really to win the Super Bowl, but he was like, Right. He didn't want to win it with Denver because he basically was a rival for Denver. And he didn't want to just jump on the ship, on the bandwagon to get a ring.
And that's a man I can respect.
Yeah, he didn't feel like, all right, if I don't win a ring, so what that mean? I suck?
If I'm not contributing or a vital contributor to us winning, you know, I'd rather not do it.
Yes, I am with most people. I do feel like championships carry a lot of weight, and they should. But that's not everything. This dude, he is a first ballot Hall of Famer. One of the best to ever do it. You know, I don't know where you would rank him in terms of all-time running back, but he is damn near close to top five.
Oh, I personally am putting him in the top five. When you look at the total package, the man has the second most rushing touchdowns in a single season. Like I said, had 100 receptions in one season, was an excellent receiver, could just run for days, could pass block. He could do everything. He was unbelievable.
I think he is, for us, he is probably that last great all-purpose running back who will get all the carries. at a running back by committee league now.
Dude,
we are
running back system.
You hit 30. See you later. I mean, look at dudes now. All these running backs, Chris Johnson, Matt Forte, trying to get their money because they like, dude, as soon as I get closer to 28, 29,
they don't
want to pay you. You know, they will give you a crappy contract. You produce for us, then you get to 30. No, we're not paying you.
And it sucks a little bit for Chris Johnson, being a guy who ran for over 2,000 freaking yards in the season. Pay the man. Come on.
Well, he did get paid.
I mean, he eventually got paid, but it was a struggle to get that money.
Yep, and he didn't have a good season.
And then with Matt Forte, pay the man. You serious? All the crap this dude did for y'all, pay him. Pay him.
They signed Michael Bush this year. Last year it was Marion Barber. We keep paying your backups, but we don't feel like paying you.
Let him leave on the open market, though. Watch him get paid.
Right. Look, I get it as GMs. That is a business. And if you can get max amount of usage for little pay, you love it. Yeah, you're only paying him scraps, but he is giving you gold. So, yes, I get that. I do get that. That, hey, we're going to do the same thing with Maurice Jones-Drew.
Oh, yeah.
Like, no, we don't want – you honor your contract. You're like, all right, you know what? When I finally sign this big-ass deal – and you'd be like, oh, well, can you restructure? No, I can't restructure my contract. Why? Why? You paid
we'll
me the contract. I'm going to play out my contract. Fuck y'all.
Yep.
You know, anyway, yeah, LT, man, I was hoping he'd deliver one. Sorry he didn't get it. But he's another one
that we were talking about. One of the greats who never got one.
Nope.
But we'll be one of the best of all time, no doubt.
Played with class. He played hurt. I know he had that year when he got hurt in the sideline. Yeah. Everybody was questioning him on his toughness, which was on some bullshit.
Yeah, man, you can't question that.
This dude
tough
did
as nails.
So shout out to LT. Wish you luck.
Congrats on an excellent career.
Other news in sports. Roger Clemens found not guilty of that he didn't lie.
Mm-hmm.
We know he took it, but...
Yeah, let's be real. We know he took it.
Right.
It's like we know Barry Bonds took it. But, you know, it's whatever. I don't care. Let's be honest. Everybody and their mama was probably doing steroids. Do that whole steroid error.
Yeah.
Quotations around steroid error. Everybody and their mama was probably doing steroids.
So you think he'll be... you think they'll let him in? Do you think any of them dudes is going to get in? But, I mean, do you think he'll get in?
I don't know. His reputation is kind of tarnished at this point. I mean, I do understand that he was found not guilty of perjury. But at the same time, you gave people doubts. And when you do that, it's hard to get people to be back on your side. Once you break, it's just like anything. Once you lose that trust, it's hard to get it back.
And I was tired of hearing all that crap about it. Did he not? I'm sure he did, because there was no way his old ass was throwing heat like that. He was great. All of a sudden, he wasn't playing well at all. And then all of a sudden, he just throwing heat like that out of nowhere at like 40. Like, what the hell is going on with this dude?
Now, personally, in regards to the roids and all that, I mean, yes, it tarnishes the integrity of the game. Personally, it doesn't matter to me one way or the other, just because in order for it to become of some use, you have to have some kind of talent. You look at a guy like Alex Rodriguez. Yes, he's older in the nail. He was accused of taking it, blah, blah, blah. But, you know, he's, I guess, not doing it anymore. And he's still playing well. So, I mean, in order to even make use of the steroids and, oh, it's going to juice me up, well, the juice don't mean crap if you suck.
No, it don't.
So, I mean, you have to have some type of talent to make it work. So, I mean, me personally, I don't care. I guess just for integrity purposes, yes, but...
I'm with letting these dudes in. I mean, him, Barry Bonds, A-Rod.
Yeah, dude, you got to
put... If you want to put Big Poppy in and them later. They were good before they took steroids.
Yeah.
You know, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens definitely were Hall of Famers before they took it. And I am so with... when you go into the Hall of Fame, you put in, you can have an exhibit of that era. Like, this is the steroid era, and these are these dudes who shined during that era.
Yeah.
However, you better not put any of these motherfuckers in before you put Pete Rose in. You know, writers are going, they're not putting Pete Rose in until he dead.
Because he gambled. Not because he cheated or because he used roids or because he used this. He gambled.
As a manager.
He gambled. And he's done.
And it wasn't like he did it to where they lost. He just bet money on the team.
And it's like, well, damn, you're not going to let him in on this? Well, I guess none of the cash from roids is getting in.
Right. You're not letting him in as a player.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Not like, you know what, you're a manager. You can't get in as a manager. It's like, you know what, you cheated, so you can't get in, period. And you know what's going on. You know.
Unbelievable.
You know as soon as he passes away, that next time he's getting in.
Yep. Which will
be like, y'all dicks. Are they going to wait till he, like, on crutches in the can around an oxygen tank? Like, all right, you get in now. Like, dude, come on. Don't be that bitter.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a long time.
Baseball's cold like that. What are you going to do? We don't vote.
Right.
It ain't our choice.
And our last thing on our segment, we have a what the segment on this show. The first person who will join this segment is motherfucking Sandusky. This dude...
Sickest motherfucker in the world.
Sick. I mean, what? Committed on, what, like 40...
45 or 48 counts. Oh, 45 or 48 counts. Let's say it again, folks. 45 or 48. Nigga, you're guilty. I mean, there's no other explanation. You're guilty, you're nasty, you're disgusting, and in my personal opinion, you deserve the lethal injection. Holla.
Yeah, man, I don't get what the hell this dude's problem. I feel bad for Paterno that this is on his watch, and I know he was a class dude.
Rest in peace.
Right. And you hate to see him, you know, his legacy get tarnished because of this, but some of it is his dude. I mean, dude, you run Penn State.
Basically.
You knew this dude was out here with this stuff. You knew it might be your ass on the line. You know, if you're unsure, you know, get him out. I mean, come on. If he got caught fucking a boy by somebody.
Yeah.
You know, but come on. I mean, your adopted son came out and was like, yeah, he was touching me too. Like, are you serious, motherfucker?
And your wife just as nasty as you are. Nasty ass with the shit right under her nose and doing nothing to stop it. That's disgusting, man. She deserved to go to jail too, as far as I'm concerned. She's just as guilty as he is.
Over 15 years, dude.
I heard he's going back to the jail he was taunted at. People using the wall lyrics on him. Teach y'all, leave those kids alone. Oh, he's getting butt raped. And I'm loving it.
Yeah, I read he was going, once they give him the sentence, that his ass is going to be in solitary. I'm like,
yeah, I know he is. I know he is. But you know what? They got to let him out sometime.
Yeah, he ain't going general population. They will. you like fucking dudes and ass? Okay, mm-hmm. We like fucking dudes and ass.
Like the booty man. Booty. Ain't nothing better than booty. Booty is more important than water. Food. What? The booty? Hey, that's jail, folks. I hope they just I hope they say, you know what, you can't be in solitary no more. Get your ass in population. I hope. if not, kill his ass. I'm sorry. He deserves, for what he did, he deserves to die. I personally have no problems with capital punishment. If you are a rapist, a murderer, a child molester, You deserve to burn in hell. You deserve to die.
He gonna burn. But I mean, so many damn kids. Like, come on, dude.
You know how many
these are grown boys, man. These are teenagers, dude. That's gross.
You know what though?
You lucky.
Were any of these kids black? I'm sorry to say this. Were any of these kids African American? A black kid would have punched the shit out of his ass. Let it be a 16-year-old nigga. What are you doing?
Yeah, that's not cool.
That is not cool. Hope you burn in hell, you nasty son of a bitch. And your wife, too.
It's going there. That, hey, man, we go raw in the happy hour, although this is not a happy subject.
This is ridiculous.
What else can be said but kick rocks, dude?
Man, I hope you enjoy the rest of your life, motherfucker.
And on that note, we thank y'all for listening to the Brothers Lehman Sports Happy Hour. And you can find us at www.blackisonline.com. We also have our podcast on iTunes and Stitcher. Please leave us ratings and comments. Let you know if you're enjoying it, if we're going too far, if we're not going far enough. Let us know. If you want to tell us personally, you can hit us up at thebrotherslehman@gmail.com. We are on Twitter at Brothers Lehman. Or you can call into the happy hour at 323-455-4219.
Well, that will be our time to sign off with Chris and Jonathan. This is the Lehman Brothers happy hour, where we're giving it to you strong and it goes down smooth.
Take it easy. Holla.
Diabolical.